You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time for our weekly chat with Channel 2's Mark Ibanez. It's The Sporting Life. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? We made it to Friday.
Yeah, we made it through. I'm flying solo in here today. I don't have my partner, so you just have to put up with just me.
Ah, that's okay. She's what, visiting the snow or something?
Yeah, off to Tahoe for the weekend. Ah, the fam and
must be nice. The rest right? of us are sheltering in job, right?
Sheltering in job. So, you know, I think I'm more tuned in to the sequence of events in the world now during the pandemic, like paying attention to things in a different way, maybe because I'm looking for change or stimulation or signs that things are going to be okay. And one of those could be the beginning of baseball season.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Here.
Right? Well, it's like it's a good moment.
I think so. I think the Giants and A's got out on the field for the first time Wednesday, pitchers and catchers reporting. And, you know, they always like to talk poetically about, you know, the return of baseball each spring and the green grass and all of that. And after a while, you know, it kind of rings on deaf ears. But this year, like you say, I mean, I think a lot of people are hoping that the spring opening of baseball kind of coincides with the reopening of society. I mean, we're getting some fairly guardedly optimistic numbers about COVID and, you know, getting back on the field. And I know the Giants and A's announced that they're going to let a few fans into the stands down there in Arizona. And, you know, more specifically about the game itself, I am, you know, as I've told you off the air, Barry, you know, baseball was what got me into sports. It's my true sporting love. And I think all true purist baseball fans got great news recently. It's come to light this week specifically that baseball is going back this year to a heavier baseball.
Yes.
Meaning, you know, that we won't be seeing as many home runs. It was getting to be a joke, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was coming down to the highlights every night were just home runs or strikeouts. Home runs, like when you were a kid and you played that game Home Run Derby,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and there was really nothing to it. And so I think it's going to be a great thing that they've done this rule change and kind of brought it back to normal. We'll have a more typical game where, you know, you have a couple of home runs, but it's not like 8-10 home runs and 30 guys striking out, you know. And I think it kind of ruined the essence of the game instead of guys working together as a team and trying to bring you around the bases. It became like this superstar thing of I'm going to take one swing and be the hero. Hero
mm-hmm.
ball, I
mm-hmm.
called it, you
mm-hmm.
know. And
mm-hmm.
and so I think that's going to be good. I think you know, I'm encouraged about that, and maybe not so encouraged by the fact that I texted you earlier today, Barry, about this kid. Now, I don't know what you were doing when you were 22 years old, but I was making a whole lot of money, right?
I was working my first or maybe my second radio job in Minneapolis, making $12,000 a year.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a guy this week that it came to light. You know, his name is Fernando Tatis Jr., shortstop for the San Diego Padres. This is almost like it's become cartoonish, these numbers. He signed a 14-year contract with the Padres for $340 million. And he's 22 years old. God help me if I had that much money if I was 22 years old. You know, it wouldn't have been pretty. I probably wouldn't be here today. I don't know what I would have done, but, you know, I would have crashed a Ferrari or something.
Right.
You know? It wouldn't have been good.
Right. I tell you, that in addition to what you were just talking about, the home run hero ball thing, both would cause my dear departed dad to turn in his grave. He's been gone a long time, but he was the person who taught me baseball and loved the game. And this time of year, February for sure, the sporting news would start showing up in our mailbox. You remember the sporting news?
Right.
Right?
Of course, Adam. You got Missouri roots, right?
Right.
St. Louis. That's where that magazine would emanate out of.
And, exactly.
It also brought out one of the great quotes from my dad. He just reminded me, Barry. I was sitting on the couch one day reading the sporting news for must have been an hour. My dad came by and he goes, "God, I wish you were reading a history book or geography or math or something instead of that sporting news. You're never going to make a living reading about baseball, you know." Turns out he was not a prophet.
Yeah, that's a lesson for dads. Don't say those things to your kids because they'll call you out on it later. But yeah, you know, pre-sports media,
ESPN and all that,
right?
Stuff.
You know, right. you got what, 5 minutes from the 6 o'clock news, your local sports guy. You got whatever was in the daily newspaper. But if you really wanted to know what was going on with the baseball teams, you had to get the sporting news. You'd know what kind of trades are going on. Does so and so have a sore arm? And you know, he would start pouring over that in January, February, and then ready for the season to begin, being informed. And you know, his way of playing was the old-fashioned way, where getting on base was what mattered and moving the runner over. And I went to so many games with my dad. And, you know, if it was a 1-0 pitcher's duel, that was like the best game ever, you know?
Right?
Because you cared about all the minutiae and how the game was played. And, you know, it's just so different now when it's like a slow-pitch softball, you know, swing for the fence, smash it. I hate that. I'm not interested in it.
I kind of equated it to, like, you know, baseball used to be chess, and now they've turned it into checkers.
Wow.
You know?
Good
you,
one.
You know,
good
that,
one.
That's my analogy. It's like, you know, obviously, for those who really follow the sport of baseball, I mean, you'll hear a lot of people in this day and age say, "Oh, it's too slow for me. It's boring." But they don't understand, like, there's a million things going on. And you can't, unless you do a little deeper dive into the, not only the statistics, but the strategy of the game, you can't truly appreciate it. And I think I called it like the dumbing down of baseball, you know, just hit a home run.
Yep.
or strike out, get it over with, you know, and all these people calling for, you know, the game's got to be faster. We got to make all these stupid rules to try and make it faster. Well, you know what, Barry, I don't know about you, but I've never been to a baseball game in person and heard the guy next to me say, "I wish this game would hurry up and be over so I could go back home to my screaming kids."
See, this is the wisdom of the ages right here with Mark Ibanez. Good talking with you, Ed. As always, we could probably talk all day baseball stories. I'm looking forward to when we can sit down with a beer and you know, tell lies.
We're getting close. We're edging up to that line, Barry.
Right.
I'm going to still keep, what did you call it? Hibernating from work.
Yeah, sheltering at work.
Sheltering at work. As long as I don't have to commute, you won't hear me complaining about
there
you it.
Go.
You know?
What's on your record wall background this week?
Oh, I've been kind of concentrating on when you watch the newscast, for those who don't know, I kind of do it from this, I call it my vinyl room, and I put up all these records, and I've been kind of focusing on Black History Month, doing a lot of R&B, soul, and some jazz greats, you know, from Miles Davis to Stanley Clark and stuff like that. But you just can't believe how I've got, this is almost like a sad statement to my sports career. I've been on the air for 41 years at Channel 2, and I have never received more emails about anything than I have about this. There are more music fans out there than sports fans. And so they've put up requests, and I had a guy actually from Napa email me last night and said he's got about 400 records, and he sent me this perfectly organized list alphabetically and asked me if I'd like to add any to my collection.
So wow.
It's kind of caught fire, and I saw many, many on that list that I don't have and would love to add. So, if you're a music lover, check out my sports show.
Man. Tell you, you know how it is when you come up in broadcasting, working in radio since I was about 20, and over the years, at one point, I probably had about 2,000 albums. And then, you know, over time, moving from house to house for various reasons, especially in the 90s, I started shedding them, right? Because we had CDs.
Yeah.
And I think the last move before I went to New Mexico gave away the last 600 or so.
And, holy mackerel, where was I, Barry? I guess we didn't know each other.
And now I wish I had them all back. I'd have to have a storage unit. But now that vinyl has returned.
It's kind of cool. People are really recognizing that the sound of vinyl on one of those old-fashioned diamond needles is nostalgic for people. It brings back some great memories, and it's just really got a very unique sound, and I never really left it. I just always loved my records, but I thank my mom. Shout out to Mom for saving all my records in the 60s and 70s. When I got home from college, she said, "What do you want me to do with these things?" And I just thought the record artwork on the covers back in the 60s and 70s was art in itself. And that's what got me started putting them up on my wall.
You know, and the liner notes, there was a whole thing about getting a new album. You had the liner notes to read, the artwork to look at and decipher,
right.
And the whole thing. Much
all
more
the lyrics, that. All that stuff. Yeah, yeah, it's a
couple.
But, we can talk all
couple
day.
Couple old guys talking nostalgia here on the My Country Live Morning Show. Mark Ibanez, tune him in and check out the Wall of Vinyl for more entertaining content. And we'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
Okay, I guess we won't be a couple old time. We'll go do some tweets or something, right?
Yeah, try to come up with something a little more hip, will you?
Right, I'll work on it.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.